Sepsis, or the infection causing sepsis, starts before a patient goes to the hospital in nearly 87% of cases. Sepsis is a medical emergency. If you or your loved one has an infection that's not getting better or is getting worse, act fast. Get medical care immediately. Ask your healthcare professional, could this infection be leading to sepsis? And if you should go to the emergency room. Learn more at cdc.gov/sepsis.
Hey, so what's going on? This is a Quick Tip Tuesday for Build Your Tribe, and I am, in fact, recording this from my car. And one of the first things I have to tell you is that if you want to start your own podcast, you don't need special podcast equipment. Like, how good does this sound? I'm not using a microphone. I'm using my iPhone, and I'm using just, like, you know, whatever the app is you can record your voice on. Voice memo. Yeah. Seriously. All right, so let's talk about the five must-have tools, I guess you could say, digital tools that you need if you are an entrepreneur. All right, I'm going to start with the first one. It's one you probably haven't heard of before. It's called conversion.ai. Y'all, this is going to change your freaking life. Nothing is more important than copy, and specifically sales copy when you're an entrepreneur. Like the way you write your emails, the way you craft your sales videos. Like, so many people struggle with this. They just don't know how to write an email that converts into sales. They don't know how to script a sales video. They don't know how to write the copy that needs to be on your sales page. Okay, so this is a, I'm trying to think about how to describe it. It's a service, if you will, where you put in copy, and what it does is it instantly generates super high quality copy, like specifically sales copy. Sales copy that works for emails, that works for websites, that works for blog posts, anything. It's incredible. Not only will it save you tons of time and money, but I just can't even believe it. So a gal on our team, Erin, who basically is the, would you say the brand manager, Brett? Brett's in the car with me.
She basically is
our director.
Director of operations for Team Johnson.
For Marketing Impact Academy.
Yes, for Marketing Impact Academy.
For Marketing Impact Academy. So Erin is amazing. And she discovered this and I was like, oh, and she really like is, she kind of geeks out on copy too, the way I do. And she's like, I'm going to test this out. So far, Shalene, I'm really like blown away. So if you struggle with finding the right words, with just knowing where and when to put the right placement and emphasis, this is going to help you with that writer's block. They have a money-back guarantee. They do video scripts. They've got super simple pricing. You can pay, not per word, but like I think a base price is like under $30 for 20,000 words and like unlimited for $99. It's unbelievable. There's a link in the show notes for conversion.ai. Of all of the suggestions I'm about to give you, I would dare say this is probably the one that's going to make you the most money and save you the most time. Do you know how much it costs to hire a good sales copywriter? I mean, do I dare say?
A good one to write you one funnel, which is usually like 10 emails, mm-hmm. is going to cost you between $7,500 and $12,000.
Yeah. And that'll be worth it, but they're really hard to find. And I'm telling you, conversion.ai, killer. Okay, next up is Canva. Now, I know that there's lots of, I guess you could call them graphic design type platforms, but Canva is bomb. And if you haven't used Canva recently, it is incredible what they have as a free user of Canva. It's the ultimate graphic design platform. Now, unless you went to school to be a graphic artist, you have no business. You have no business trying to design your own stuff. You have no business trying to put together your own website. You just really don't, because you shouldn't have to. And to hire a graphic artist, because we have in the past, and we actually have an agency that we work with as a graphic artist team, and it's really expensive. If you don't have that in your budget right now, I'm telling you, you need to use Canva. They have got so many cool templates for social media posts, for presentations, posters, to create carousels on Instagram. They've got super simple ways. You can just like upload your photo and it will automatically remove your background. You can design banners for your Facebook, your Twitter, your YouTube, and beyond. I mean, and so it's a desktop application or a desktop, I guess you could say, tool, but their app that corresponds with Canva is really, really good. When it first launched, I was like, this sucks. It's just not easy to use. It didn't work well. Now I love it. All of my carousels on Instagram, I use it for that. Photos. So stock photos are very expensive, especially if you're an entrepreneur and you are creating content all the time. You know, I can't even tell you how many stock images we go through a week. And because of that, I upgraded our team from the free version to the paid version, which I think is like less than 13 bucks a month. Dude, it's worth every single penny. Upgrade to the pro version. You'll freaking love it. You can upload all of your own photos. You can remove backgrounds. You can use their templates. It's a game changer. Next up, Grammarly. This is really key for someone like me because I have ADHD. I miss mistakes in my grammar. I miss, you know, typos, and I just don't care about those kinds of things. I'm thinking like big picture, big concept. Grammar is not my thing. Especially when I'm writing, it's not uncommon for me to shoot something out that's got tons of typos and grammar errors until I started using Grammarly. Now, Grammarly will organize all of your writing, and it can organize it and organize the feedback by theme so that you can see how your message is being interpreted by your readers. It's really cool. It will actually tell you, like, this sounds really casual, or this is how this is coming across to someone who's reading this. It will give you corrections while you're writing in Gmail. You can link it to all of these. Like once you install it, I think it's called a web-based extension or a browser extension. But once you do that, it's automatic. Like as you're typing, it will let you know if there's an error you need to eliminate or word that you could use better to better express yourself. It's awesome. So if you're not great at writing, or if you're not great at proofreading your own content, get Grammarly. Again, the links to all of these will be in our show notes. Okay, the next one is called Asana. Now, Asana is a project and team management program, if you will, platform, if you will. So it's kind of like Basecamp. It's kind of like Monday. It's kind of like, there's a couple of Trello. Trello? Is that what it was called, honey? Trello. Yeah, we used Trello for a while. I liked Trello too, but Asana is awesome.
Trello is the one you're talking about. Twilio is the one that you use for text messaging.
That's right. Twilio is a great app too.
It's a great one.
How do you spell it?
T-W-I-L-L-O.
L-L-O. Twilio. Anyways, we're talking about Asana. Asana is for project management. It allows you to just kind of organize things remotely. It enables you to speak to the entire organization. I love it because I'm not good at tracking people's progress. I'm horrible at like remembering that I need to follow up with so-and-so about such-and-such. So every single time I assign anything to anyone on my team, it goes into Asana. That way I can sort things according to projects that have been assigned to me because my team needs to assign things to me because I'm going to forget to do them unless they assign them to me. I can sort according to things I've assigned to Kristen or things that I've assigned to Brooke or things that I've assigned to Aaron. I can sort according to person, according to project, according to date. It's pretty awesome. And it helps you really stay on top of your goals, your projects, your tasks. And it links with, you know, Dropbox and Google Docs and everything else you could possibly need.
If you don't have Asana, but you might, some people on here might use Slack. I know they're different, but they should wait a little bit and see what Slack has in store because Slack was purchased by Salesforce and Salesforce is putting a bunch of money behind it to compete with Asana and Microsoft and all those big ones.
Can I tell you something? I kind of hate Slack.
I know because it's not Asana. It's different. It's more of a messaging, quick to-dos, like just bounce in and like, hey, we're all going to jump on a Zoom right now, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But just trust me. If it's one of those things that if they're already using Slack, they might want to just hold off on Asana just for a little bit because there's going to be lots of updates.
All right. That's fair. The only reason why I hate Slack is because I have to work with our agencies and plus our team. And I don't know, I just find it complicated, but I think Slack is great for your team. Okay, next up, or should I say last up, is Dropbox. Now, I know you know about Dropbox, but perhaps at the moment you're using your Google as your storage mechanism. But here's why I want you to consider Dropbox. Number one, the organization that you can create in Dropbox is next level. And as long as if you understand how to set your Dropbox up in such a way that it creates workflows for people so that they know, like, when I click on this folder, then the next folder that I click on is the next thing that I need to do. It can literally systematize so much of the work that you're doing. But I want you to consider Dropbox Pro. You're probably using Dropbox Individual right now, and at first glance, they look very, very similar, but there are so many more important features that are offered in Dropbox Pro or even Dropbox Business that you need. Like, for example, Dropbox Rewind, which is not available for an individual account, allows you to grant administrators the ability to like restore everything in your Dropbox to a previous point in time. So you're never going to lose anything. It allows you to remotely wipe data off of your team members' devices. And that's really, really important because, you know, like, you never know when somebody on your team is going to have their laptop stolen. It happens. Or they're going to like lose their phone. I mean, these things, it happens all the time. They're accidents, and you've just got so much valuable content that needs to be protected. I also love Dropbox Pro because of the amount of data that it gives you. Like, I just can't even tell you how amazing our Dropbox is in terms of allowing us. It saves me so much time and so much money because of the way that we've organized our Dropbox and the ability to collaborate with our team. You can password protect your files. It saves me so much money because I think so many people just buy a new laptop because they're saving things to their laptop instead of just automatically saving things to Dropbox. Extra added bonus, make sure that you don't sync your laptop with Dropbox. Like, some people do that with everything they save on their laptop and they save it on their Dropbox extension. No, don't do that. Like, just save it on Dropbox. And if you're really anal about it, then save it on an external hard drive, which I do. But don't save it to your actual laptop or your desktop, etc. All right, that's it. Those are my five must-haves. They are essential. I guess we're going to add a sixth one. That would be to make sure that you're using the voice memo feature on your phone. I think that's also essential. It is my objective to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. And as an extra added bonus, you got my partner in crime, my partner in business, the man behind the curtain, Brett Johnson. Thanks for being here as a member of...
of the Uber driver staff.
Yeah, he was driving while I was recording. Hey, thanks for listening, guys. Can't wait for you to listen to Thursday's edition. I've got some really cool stuff that I can't wait for you to hear about Pinterest. Pinterest, you guys, like Clubhouse, irrelevant. Sorry, after you listen to this episode on all the changes at Pinterest, you're going to be so excited. Get excited for Thursday. All right, we'll talk to you then. If there's one thing that you've heard over and over again on Build Your Tribe, it's this: do what you do best, but then outsource or hire or consult or invest in other people who know what they do really well. But the same is true when it comes to growing your reach. If you need more eyeballs, if you need more people to know about that thing that you offer, that thing that you sell, that business that you are trying to grow, and you're trying to do that with social media, may I suggest the best deal on the internet? Yes. When it comes to Instagram, I want to invite you to check out Insta Club Hub. Myself and my son, my co-host, Barack Johnson, we're the founders of Insta Club Hub, and it is rocking people's world. We have clients who've seen over 3,000% growth in their Instagram reach in less than 7 days. We have people with under 1,000 followers reaching 4 million on a reel. We've had people who've increased their visits to their website by over 300% in less than 5 days. It's pretty amazing the difference that can be made by just doing a few simple tweaks. It's a monthly membership. It's an amazing community. We teach live. You know, you hear us all the time on the show, but wouldn't you like to hang out with us live? We're pretty fun together, I gotta tell you. So I want to invite you to go check it out yourself. Go to instaclubhub.com and learn how easy and affordable it is to work with your host, Brock and Shalene Johnson.